Hello again, it's John Ashdown here on day three of the Women's World Cup in Germany. It's only 9 minutes into day three though. It's 9 minutes past midnight here in Wolfsburg after the England game. And I'm recording this now because I've got a very early flight to Dresden tomorrow morning. It's been quite a long day today, but I'm sat here in front of my laptop with a bottle of Veltins and a small tube of Chipsletten, which are a bit like Pringles. It's not quite a slab of cake like AC Jimbo, but I reckon it's probably more apt as my trademark anyway. To the match, frustrating for England. They started off so well. Farrah Williams, with a superb header, put them ahead 1-0 against Mexico. They had a couple of chances just after that. And then Ocampo scored a quite wonderful goal from distance. Karen Bardsley will have wanted to have done better with that, but it was a great strike, to be fair. And after that, England, it's really sucked the wind from their sails, and they struggled to get back into the game. It's a disappointment, but not a disaster, I think is probably the best way to sum it up, and that seems to be the way the players are thinking. There's a couple that have already been on Twitter saying, not the result that we wanted, but already looking ahead, and we're staying positive. And I think that's what they'll need to do, because New Zealand now is a bit of a must-win game in Dresden on Friday. Earlier on in the day, Japan justified their billing as top seeds in the group with a 2-1 win over New Zealand. I have to say, I didn't see a great deal of the game, but I did see Miyama's superb curling free kick. Quite a trend, actually, in this tournament so far. Set pieces, goals from set pieces, goals direct from free kicks. There's been a few of them already. Right, I think that's it from me. I shall carry on with my beer and my chips, Dutton, and I shall speak again tomorrow.